This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden laser focuses on COVID-19 today. He says it's his top priority.
The president will address inequities in hard-hit minority communities as he signs 10 pandemic-related executive orders today. But Biden officials say due to a lack of cooperation by the Trump administration, they don't have a complete understanding of Trump's actions on vaccine distribution, and they're receiving complaints from states that say they're not getting enough vaccine, even as they are being asked to vaccinate more categories of people. Biden wants to expand testing and vaccine availability. He has a goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This morning, Amazon is offering to help President Biden with that promise to get 100 million COVID-19 vaccinations to Americans in his first 100 days in office. In a letter to the president, Amazon says its massive size means it can make a huge immediate impact in the fight against COVID-19. And, says Amazon, we stand ready to assist you in this effort. This morning, leaders around the world are applauding President Biden's pledge on climate change.
Hours after taking the oath of office.
We're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far.
President Biden signed an executive order rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which sets limits on global emissions of greenhouse gases. He's also revoked the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and his press secretary says Biden signed orders to preserve wilderness areas open to potential commerce by the previous administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A single Powerball ticket sold in Maryland won the $731 million jackpot. This is AP News. Under arrest 2 weeks after the riot at the U.S. Capitol building, a Proud Boys organizer. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A self-described organizer for the far-right extremist group Proud Boys has been arrested in Central Florida for taking part in the violent incursion at the U.S. Capitol this month. 37-year-old Joseph Biggs faces several federal charges, including obstructing an official proceeding before Congress. The affidavit says Biggs told FBI agents he had no knowledge about planning for the riot, but on the social media app Parler, he had told followers to dress in black to resemble the far-left Antifa movement. Also arrested in Florida, 37-year-old Jesus Rivera. According to an arrest affidavit, Rivera uploaded a video to Facebook showing himself in the U.S. Capitol crypt during the siege. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Stocks around the world are mostly higher today on optimism over the new Biden administration. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.